far between finished sundown and midnight's broken tall. We tucked inside the doorways under crashing as majestic bells of bolts struck shadows in the sounds, seeming to be the chimes of freedom flashing, flashing for the warriors whose strength is not to fight, flashing for the refugees on the unarmed road of light, and for each and every underdog soldier in the night. And we gazed upon the chimes of freedom flashing through the city's melting furnace. Unexpectedly we watched with faces hidden as the walls were tightening, at the echo of the wedding bells before the blowing rain, the souls into the bells of the lightning, tolling for the rebel, tolling for the rake, tolling for the luckless, the abandoned and forsaken, tolling for the outcast, burning constantly at stake. And we gazed upon the chimes of freedom flashing through the mad, mystic hammering on the wild, ripping hail. The sky cracked its poems in naked wonder. Let the clinging of the church bells blew far into the light, leaving only bells of lightning and its thunder, striking for the gentle, striking for the kind, striking for the guardians and protectors of the mind. And the poet and the painter, far behind his rightful time, as we gazed upon the chimes of freedom flashing in the wild cathedral evening, the rain unraveled tales for the disrupt faceless forms of no position, calling for the tongues with no place to bring their thoughts, all down in taken for granted situations, calling for the deaf and blind, calling for the mute, but a mistreated, mateless mother, the mistitled prostitute, for the misdemeanor outlaw, chained and cheated by pursuit. And we gazed upon the chimes of freedom flashing, even so a cloud's white curtain in a far off corner flared, and the hypnotic splattered mist was slowly lifting. Electric light still struck like arrows, fired but for the once, from drifting. Calling for the searching on their speechless seeking trail, for the lonesome hearted lovers with two personnel a tale. And for each unharmful gentle soul misplaced inside a jail, and we gazed upon the chimes of freedom flashing. Starry-eyed and laughing, as I recall when we were caught, trapped by no track of ours, for the hanging suspended. As we listened one last time, and we watch it with one last look, spellbound and swallowed till the tolling ended. Tolling for the aching ones whose wounds cannot be nursed, for the countless confused, accused, misused, the strung out ones and worse. And for every hung up person in the whole wide universe, and we gazed upon the chimes of freedom flashing.